A small town today took on the multinational corporation Rio Tinto at the company's annual general meeting. At the AGM in Brisbane, three local residents from Bulga in the Hunter Valley confronted board members about the impact of the mine on their town. Bulga is on the edge of the Mount Thorley-Warkworth open-cut coal mine in New South Wales. Rio Tinto plans to expand the mine closer to their historic village and extend the life of the mine to 2036. The residents said the appearance today was the only way to have their voices heard. Nance Haxton reports.
Hundreds of people gathered today in Brisbane's luxurious Sofitel Hotel to hear the state of financial health of Rio Tinto at the company's annual general meeting. It was the voices of frustrated townspeople from the historic Hunter Valley village of Bulga that resonated the loudest.
Have any of you considered the Mount Thorley-Warkworth mine extension an ethical dilemma?
The campaign to defend Bulga is now in its sixth year. In the face of the mining giant's plans to expand the nearby Mount Thorley-Warkworth open-cut coal mine closer to the town, locals are concerned that noise and dust from the expanded coal mine would forever change their community and further reduce their home values, as well as destroy significant Aboriginal sites and the critically endangered Warkworth Sands woodland. Judith Leslie has lived on a ridge overlooking the township for the past 20 years.
Do you really think it's right to destroy a small historic village to extend a mine that is barely profitable that you want to sell?
Townspeople have so far successfully funded and won legal challenges against Rio Tinto in the New South Wales Land and Environment Court and also in the New South Wales Supreme Court of Appeal. However, in November last year, the New South Wales Planning Assessment Commission approved the mine expansion, clearing the way for Rio Tinto to expand regardless of earlier court rulings. In its decision, the commission found that the benefits of allowing mining outweighed the impacts. Rio Tinto's chief executive, Sam Walsh, told the AGM that while the company respected the opinions of those Bulga residents present, they disagreed on the worth of the mine's expansion.
The mine provides work for 1,300 employees. It's been part of the Singleton community for 30 years.
Fellow Bulga residents Robert and Anne-Marie McLaughlin also demanded answers from the Rio Tinto board.
We have not been treated with respect, and no mutually beneficial agreements have been discussed with the Bulga community.
Why then is the company trying to expand this uneconomic Mount Thorley-Warkworth mine, which seems contradictory to your otherwise logical approach of reducing exposure to a sector considered by many to be in structural decline?
Rio Tinto non-executive director John Barley defended the company's actions.
We respect the fact that people like you and others resent the coal mining industry. We believe coal has a place in the global energy mix and will have a place in the global energy mix for many, many years to come.
The company has reduced its exposure to coal, but in the press conference after the AGM, Sam Walsh, who retires as CEO in July, said he is confident coal will bounce back.
Could you please explain to our listeners really why Rio Tinto is pursuing this through a number of appeals, given the background of the collapsing coal prices and, as you mentioned, the trying to reduce the cost base of the business? Is it as much about the significance of the fact that the residents had won a couple of those previous appeals?
We believe in working through the government processes as that being the true test of the viability of a project going forward in terms of community needs. It takes into account the views of everybody, not necessarily just one interest group. There's been some comments that the mine is actually going to move and will be mining beneath where the Bulga township is. You know, that's simply not true. The current mine is 4.5 kilometres away from Bulga. The closest we get to the town in 2031 is 2.5 kilometres.
The Bulga Milbradale Progress Association will take its appeal to the New South Wales Supreme Court on June the 6th.
Nance Haxton with that report, and I must apologise to listeners for the severe technical distortion, audio distortion in that story.